Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Clara Villarosa is here. Clara is a 12-year member of our Brain Trust. She is an NAACP award winner for her book, Down to Business, the first 10 steps to entrepreneurship for women. The words of African American heroes. That's another one of her books. She's an amazing person. She's 90 years old, and she just had her second vaccine, and we're so happy about that. Clara Villarosa, welcome back.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
Good morning. Yes, I'm glad I'm still here.
I am too. I mean, you're my hero. I don't mind telling people that. Clara joins us, folks, regularly, but especially this month, she has been now for a dozen years to help us celebrate Black History Month. Clara, just remind people about your background. You had a bookstore in Denver decades ago, and now you're holding forth with your books and with your voice and what else is going on in your life?
Well, I'm working on a project in Denver. I'm developing a partnership with
in Denver. But you're in New York.
I know I'm in New York, but this is an independent bookstore in Denver.
Yeah,
I wasn't associated with, but I knew the owner. Matter of fact, the owner helped me get my bookstore started. Her name is Grace Neskis. And now they are working with me to develop a section within the store called HME, Human Experience. And it's going to be dedicated to African-American authors, the underrepresented ones in particular, not just books, other non-book items that represent the African American experience.
Well, you let me know, because I have other members of my Brain Trust, as I know you know, that I'd like to make sure are represented there.
Oh, okay.
So you let me know. I can send you some participants to that. Some people who can help you develop that. Yeah.
Yes. You need authors and artists and people who are developing paraphernalia or cultural items.
Right. You want to be careful about the paraphernalia word there, Clara, because that might sound like something else. But so, all right. You got a new book coming out.
Well, no, not. I'm working on it.
Okay. What's it called?
It's called. The working title is The Words and Wisdom of an African-American Nanogenarian.
That's somebody who's 90 or over.
Somebody who's 90. Right. 90 and above, right,
yeah.
And somebody said, what's a nanogenarian? I said, now you know what it is. Now you look it up.
That's right. So what are some words of wisdom from a nanogenarian? Give us an example.
Well, it's a ritual that I do every morning. I get up, I get out of my bed, I make up my bed, and then I hang up my night clothes, and when I walk out of my bedroom, it's all in order. Then I go to the bathroom, do what I need to do, take a shower, put the towels back on the rack.
Of course, Mom.
When I walk out of the bathroom, it's all ready. Mm-hmm. And then I go to the kitchen. And then I have my breakfast. And when I walk out of the kitchen, I make sure the dishes are put away and everything. Now, I have three rooms in order. at the beginning of my day.
So you start out, you make sure. So order is a big deal to you, and has that been your MO your whole life?
Yes.
If I talk to, I know Linda, your daughter, is nearby. Is she rolling her eyes right now?
No, she isn't, because she grew up with Mr. and Mrs. Clean.
Oh. So do your children model you, or do they resist? Because I know you got two daughters. Both of them aren't identical, right? Because I know in my family, my kids, one's different, is different as day and night from the other one. What do you
very
think?
Very different.
So they
are not compulsive like I am.
Ah. So you're compulsive, clean. You're clean compulsive, but are you compulsive about other things, about work and about obligations and things like that?
Yes. If I make a commitment, I'll do whatever.
Isn't that the key to success? I mean, and see what people are. The point I want to make here, Clara, is that the same person who wants to get her room clean is also the same person who follows through on what she promises. It's not
that's
a paradox.
Right.
It's the whole package, isn't it?
That's what it is. At one point, when I was becoming a psychiatric social worker, I had to go through analysis, and they said, "Oh, you have to have a diagnosis." So we decided I was obsessive compulsive. Okay, then. He says, and once you're finished, they'll just say, "She's just organized." My children would come home from school and say, "Oh, Mom had a bad day. The house is clean. The cake's in the oven. Dinner's all ready. Table set. Yeah, Mother had a bad day."
Did your mother and father have a lot of energy?
My mother
people?
Did.
Yeah.
My mother did. She was more talkative. My father was quiet but steady.
They showed up every day. They showed up every day. And you're modeling that. And I'll tell you, but see, the thing is, Clara, I think part of it is protoplasm, part of it is genetics, but a whole lot of it is spirit. I mean, your spirit embraces the world. You're saying, "Come on, world, give it your best shot," and I think
start out right.
That's the kind of people I want to hang out with, folks. And that's now you know why we hang out with our great friend Clara Villarosa. Gonna take a quick break. More to come with Clara after the break. You don't want to miss this. And do not unbuckle your seatbelts. Clara is still in the building.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.